So the Veterans Crisis Line is a national hotline, so anyone can call into it at any point in time. They will handle those immediate crisis situations. And when those immediate crisis situations are taken care of, they send down to the local facilities closest to where those veterans and those family members are at a consult for the suicide prevention program to receive and then connect those veterans to services that they need for that crisis situation. In 2017, we did over 600 consults from the Veterans Crisis Line here in Dayton alone in the 17 and a half counties that we serve.
600, that's quite an impact that you're having locally. Tell me a little bit about some of the issues that military members go through when they're transitioning into civilian life and some of the mental health aspects of the current crisis, really.
Sometimes when someone's transitioning, we know that transitions are hard for anyone when you're going through a transition. When we look at a lifestyle transition, and when I'm talking about a lifestyle transition, I'm talking about anything that changes your relationship, your financial stability, your careers, your health, the worth that you see and the value that you see within yourself that you're giving to the family and communities. Those are what we call lifestyle changes, okay? So when our military members are transitioning into civilian life, they have a lot of those lifestyle transitions that they're going through all at once, on top of some of the things that they've had to deal with when they were in the military and the connectedness that they had maybe going to a base every day, and now they don't have those connections anymore and people are further away and you can't really reach out to them very easily.
Are you seeing greater numbers from year to year in service members who are seeking help?
Yes, yes. We are having an increase in our mental health service requests. And we are reaching out to veterans that maybe in the past we would not have gotten them to call us. So, yes, that has been something that has been an increase in that.
Military service can be tough. So I don't see where, you know, people coming out with mental health issues how those numbers might be able to go down.
What we know is that we have 20 veterans that lose the battle to suicide every day. And we have 14 of those veterans that are in the community who haven't really reached out to the VA or haven't been linked into the VA system. And so part of it's looking at how can we partner with the community so that the community knows what services the VA can offer, and then what services does the community offer that the VA doesn't know. So it's a big, this year being the top clinical priority for the Secretary, suicide prevention is really big on looking at, you know, how can we partner with the community, how can we build these partnerships, how can we learn from each other, and how can we share in everything that we do so that we can meet the needs of the veterans no matter where they're at in our own communities.
What else can you tell us about the service that you're providing here to military members? What should our listeners know about this situation?
Well, we here in the Dayton VA and suicide prevention, we work very closely with everyone across our campus, all of our employees, to know what to do if somebody comes in and they might just need to talk to someone, or whether it's a true crisis where they're thinking about hurting themselves. We do a lot of training to make sure that staff are very knowledgeable of what to do in those situations. We also work with our community partners. You know, we're always doing outreaches in the community. Our program is one of the programs that have the highest number of outreach requirements in the VA. And so we're reaching out to mental health services in the community. We're reaching out to ERs. We're reaching out to the Adamus boards. Part of that reaching out to them is also partnering with trainings that we can do within their own communities. It could be attending an event and just talking about the Veterans Crisis Line. They could talk about what we're doing here in the Dayton VA, how to get connected to the Dayton VA. So there's an array of services that we provide to our communities. On top of if somebody calls us up just because they found our phone number and they have some questions, we're working with those family members and those veterans that aren't really coming through a crisis line or anywhere else. We're just working with them as whoever calls us. We also have the veterans that are determined to be high risk for suicide. and we monitor them for 3 months or 90 days. We want to make sure that, you know, they've gotten through that crisis situation and that they're at a stable place. And so if they miss an appointment, we're going to be reaching out to those veterans and those family members, making sure that those veterans are safe and making sure we get them connected to the services that they need if they've stopped coming into care and that kind of stuff.
The Department of Defense stated that roughly 60% of military personnel don't qualify for enrollment in healthcare in the year following their military service. I think I and maybe some other listeners assume that once you're a veteran, you could always receive some sort of healthcare from the federal government for your service. Can you explain that in better detail?
Well, and our eligibility process is something that I'm not 100% on, and that wouldn't be where I could give you a lot of information on it. What I can say is that depending on how someone is discharged from the military and depending on their financial situation and their other resources that they have, that it all plays into it. And usually I have to contact our eligibility department to figure out that because I that's just not my expertise. I do have a phone number here if you would like to get more information on that, on eligibility for whether you qualify for services or not. And that's the local numbers 937-268-6511, and eligibility extension is 2035. So if anyone has any questions about eligibility, that's the number that they would want to call to check in to see what's going on with their eligibility.
Karen Wolf is the Suicide Prevention Coordinator with the Dayton VA Medical Center. Karen, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for the information today.
Thank you so much for having me. What I want to give everybody is a last information about the Veterans Crisis Line, and that Veterans Crisis Line number is 1-800-273-8255, and at the prompt, press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line. And we will have someone there 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days to help people. So we are here to help veterans, and we just want to make sure that they know that we want to work with them and walk down that path of recovery with them. So if they want to reach out to us, we're here.
Great, Karen. We'll make sure that we put that information on our website as well.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
Well, great. Thanks again.
All right.